Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Someone give me a shout when the program starts. What? Now?
This is Uptown Radio.
Hi gang, welcome along. Guess what idiot's got a cold for Christmas? You got it. Welcome to the 15th week on air for Uptown Radio. Thanks to our mates at West London Radio, happy Christmas chaps. Don't forget you can hear West London Radio every week at 7 o'clock with Roger the Dodger and Gary Knight at 8. This is Uptown Radio, the station for people with a sense of humour. You've got to have a sense of humour for the next couple of hours. Were you listening last week? Were you listening last week? Quick explanation due, I think. Trouble was, you see, sometimes we have to record the programmes. As for sort of security reasons and because of the broadcasting laws of this country, which would take about an hour for me to explain, but when we do record them, we only record them about an hour before they go out, hour or two before they go out, and then rush them over to the site, you see. And that's what happened last week. Well, we had a bit of transmitter trouble right at the start before West London went on the air. And anyway, we figured it was worth going on 40 minutes late rather than not at all. So for anybody who was listening last week, here's a special time check. It's 4:15. Christmas is here then, eh? Great. Hope your turkey's chuggling along all right. We've got ours cooking here. Get back in the oven, you... I went to a football match last week and this turkey came on the pitch. Referee stopped the match for a foul, you see. Oh, God. Knock, knock. Who's there? Mary. Merry who? Merry Christmas. Oh, God almighty. Alright, who can guess what we're going to start off with this week? Alright, everybody shout it out together. No points to anybody who said The Sound of Music. This week, The Clash and Tommy Gunn goes out for Dave, Lorraine, Vera and Derek in Greenford. Hiya, chums. We'll be right back. greatest band in the world. For Dave, Lorraine, Vera and Derek in Greenford, that's The Clash and Tommy Gunn. I guess the thing to do when you're recording programmes is not to give a time check. I think that's a lesson we've all learned. Thanks to everybody who phoned in last week and pointed out that the time was all wrong, but we did know. Why don't you give us a ring on Staines 58754 and you can have a name check next week on New Year's Eve. Could be fun. Well, what have we got for you today? Well, over the next hour, if my voice holds out as well, we've got something by the Stranglers that I don't think you'll have heard before. Elton John covers The White Plains and Brotherhood of Man, and also a track off Sex Pistols Bootleg, Elvis Costello Live, ABBA and Bruce Springsteen. You can't get much more diverse than that, can you? I don't know if you've got a hero, but last Monday I got to see mine. Regular listeners will know that is Todd Rundgren, and I got to see him live in London last week. And of course it was absolutely knockout, and I stood at the foot of the stage just smiling inanely up into his face, and once or twice he smiled back, and the ultimate happened in the end because I got to shake his hand afterwards, and that was really great. So for anybody who was there or would like to have been there, this is a track off his Hermit of Mink Hollow album. It's called Hurting For You.
Yesterday, I just saw the
America's answer to Santa Claus, Todd Rundgren, whose concert last Monday was for me a contender for the best hour and 40 minutes of my life. It was really great. It's just gone 11 minutes past 9 o'clock, And there's not much else on the radio this evening. I had a look in the paper to see what was on. There's not much, so why not stick with us up until 11 o'clock tonight? We've, of course, got Topper Lindsay at 10, with an hour of good music and dedications as well. And of course, we've got everybody that phoned in last week, their dedications this week. But let's have a look, see what else is on the radio. I've got my radio here. I'll just bring it up to the mic.
Let's go to line 3. Hello.
It's a phone in. It must be LBC.
Yes, sir. Yeah, nice to talk to you. Listen, I'm a disc jockey here in town. Huh? And all of a sudden, I'm in a kind of a comedy bag. Yeah. I want to ask you a few questions. Pick your brain.
All right, be careful.
Oh, for sure. All right, how important is the element of surprise in comedy?
That's about the stupidest question I've ever heard. What kind of a moron are you?
Hey, watch it, will you?
No, you see, I was just surprising you.
Surprising me. I get it. I see what you did. You turned it around.
That's right.
All right. What about delivery?
Well, I think you can pick it up yourself, can't you?
All right, I guess I could, but what if you're a two-man team? Each guy pick up half of it?
Mm-hmm.
Pick up half of it.
I'm writing.
All right, finally, one last question.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, how important is writing your own material?
Well, I think it's very important. Do you think funny?
I'll tell you. I don't think funny, but I am funny.
Are you really funny?
Really funny.
Well, I'd say you're all right. Just do the best you can.
Best you can. Out of sight.
Thank you.
Drive carefully, huh?
I will. All right, let's move on. I think this is line 2 flashing.
Okay.
Hello, you're on the air.
I don't think funny.
No. Turn your radio down.
Are you really funny?
Turn your radio down.
Hello,
ma'am. Okay,
hello,
let's move on. Hello.
I'm a psychiatrist in town.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to ask you one question.
All right, go ahead.
What are you trying to prove?
What is that supposed to mean?
Are you still trying to show Mother something?
Show Mother what?
Do you still feel you can buy your friends with laughter?
Let me tell you something, Doctor. I don't have to buy my friends with anything. I don't need friends.
Uh-huh.
I shouldn't have friends.
Uh-huh.
It's a prerequisite for this business. You don't go into this business and expect friends. I am a loner. I must be a loner. That's what an artist is.
You don't believe that.
You're damn right I don't believe that. Help me, man. I'm sick.
Well, it beats Monty Modlin, doesn't it? Last week's competition, I asked you what was the name of Bernard Booth's wife, and the answer, of course, was Helen Booth. Characters from Crossroads. Just shows what class of listenership we have, because loads of people rang in and got it right. Anyway, the first one through was Mrs. Karen Marks of Harris Close in Hounslow, and her prize of a record token will be going off to her in the next few days. And she also wants us to say Merry Christmas to her husband, Colin. And also I'd like to squeeze in here Paul, Jane, Phil and Rosemary of Northolt, who actually wanted Pink Floyd, but the track they wanted was about 20 minutes long, so it's a bit impractical, so I hope you'll settle for this. Competition for this week comes up in a few records' time. In the meantime, for all those people I've just mentioned, it's Neil Young from his album Harvest and Out on the Weekend. And I'd also like to play this for someone I know who lives on a motor torpedo boat. Funny thing.
Play.
Cough, cough, splatter. Neil Young out on the weekend for Karen Marks of Hounslow and her husband Colin, and also Paul, Jane, Phil and Rosemary in Northolt. You can give us a ring as usual this week, even though it's Christmas. Staines 58754, have a chat with Debbie, and we'll give you a name check next week on New Year's Eve. Talking about radio, which of course we just were, a lot of people don't realise that if you go to the States, somewhere like New York, you can quite easily listen to any one of about 50, 60, 70 stations. You know, you have an enormous choice, not like over here where, you know, you're restricted to one or two, and in some parts of the country, not even that. And consequently, there's an enormous amount of competition. They're all struggling like hell for listeners. And they virtually give away money to get listeners under the guise of silly little competitions where all you have to do is virtually spell your name right to win big prizes. A bit like this, really.
More music. Dale O'Brien trying to give away $971, 20 cents. I'll make a call in minutes.
Good morning, caller 18. You're on the radio.
Hello.
Who is this?
Nita.
Nita. How are you this morning?
Fine.
That's good. I'd like to give you some money.
I'd like you to.
All you have to do is tell me what I have in that jackpot.
Hello, is this Debbie Pulasic?
Yes, it is.
Debbie, this is WLS Radio, and right now I have some money for you if you can just sing our name, WLS. Want to give it a try?
Okay.
Okay, just sing it and win.
WLS.
Debbie, very good. You won. Yeah, you know how much?
How much?
$500.
$500?
Absolutely.
Kidding.
No, it's for real. $500.
B100 FM, the only station that could give you 100 winners, $100 bills, $1,000 bills.
You see what I mean? Pretty sick, eh? That's just a quick selection of some of the stations that you could listen to if you were in New York. Or not, as the choice may be. Next up, we've got John and Carol and Mum and Dad and the GT Motorcycle Club in Egham. And also like to squeeze in here, move along you lot, squeeze them in, Gary and Linda in Ashford. And for you, it's Elvis Costello, live at the Lyceum in London. And I just don't know what to do with myself.
This song was written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David.
I just don't know what to do with myself. I just don't know what to do with myself. I'm so used to doing everything with you, planning everything for two. And now that we're through, I just don't know what to do with my time. I'm so lonesome for you, it's a crime. Going to a movie, oh, it makes me sad. Parties make me feel as bad when I'm not with you. I just don't know what to do, like a summer. I just don't know what to do with myself. I just don't know what to do with myself. Baby, if you knew love never turns you down, come back, I will be around, just waiting for you. I don't know what else.
Elvis Costello live in London, and I just don't know what to do with myself. That's for John, Carol, Mum and Dad, and the GT Motorcycle Club in Egham, and also for Gary and Linda in Ashford. Time now for this week's competition, and the phone number, as usual, Staines 58754. First person through gets it. And this week it's one, just like we had a couple of weeks ago, Identify the Voice, okay? So I'm just going to play you someone speaking, and I just want you to phone in and tell us who it is, okay? You ready?
Right.
Oh, I was there all during the war. Terrible hazards we underwent, men dropping like flies. Rum poisoning and sunstroke was terrible. Saw a U-boat surface once, but we all hid in the hills and he went away. But it shook us for a minute, I may say.
Yes, well, that's all you're going to get. So if you know who that was, perhaps the older listeners will get that one. Staines 58754 for the prize of a record token. Next record up is for Rose from Phil in North Holt, and they wanted the Sex Pistols. And I was in a bit of a quandary here as to what track to play, you see. So, because I was torn between two. I've got this bootleg Sex Pistols album, you see, and I was going to play either Anarchy in the UK or God Save the Queen. And the intro to Anarchy in the UK is really great. So what I'd do, I thought I'd play you that and then play God Save the Queen. So I'll just play the intro. This is really great. See, I love that. I love that intro. But now you're going to have to talk amongst yourselves for a minute while I whip the record over. It's a Pistols bootleg, you see, and this is a bootleg version of the song that was number one over the Jubilee weekend last year, and it's, as I say, for Rose and Phil in North Holt. Phew. God Save the Queen. Happy Christmas, Your Majesty. Plays for Manchester City, doesn't he? Oh no, that's Paul Futcher. No future. of Rose and Phil in Northolt, Sex Pistols and God Save the Queen. Must excuse me if I sound a bit preoccupied at the moment, but I always get a bit carried away at this time of year with the New Year's Honours List approaching. You know, if you're listening, Your Majesty, you know, it doesn't have to be a peerage, a knighthood would do. Sir Terry Anderson, it sort of rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? Sir Terry Anderson, yeah. Could quite get into that. Dean Marks called us last week, and I think he must be one of our youngest listeners, and he rang us to tell us that he was 9 yesterday, that's the 23rd, and Dean told us when he called us up that he likes The Stranglers. Well, this is a track that I don't think you will have heard before. It's The Stranglers live in London. This hasn't appeared on record anywhere, and it's a song that they feature in their stage act, and subtle as always, it's called Choosy Susie.
Right, we're going to slow the tempo down a bit now. Okay, this is a request show. Anyone got any requests? Any advance on Choosy Susie? Oh, I got a bitching over here, I got a bitching over there. Yes, I think Choosy Susie's definitely one out there. Everyone's shouting out Choosy Susie, it's obvious. What do you want to hear?
Stranglers recorded live in London earlier this year. Sorry the quality wasn't great, but I thought it'd be interesting anyway, because of course you wouldn't have heard that before. It's just after 9:30, and of course that was for Dean Marks, who was 9 yesterday. Hope you had a great birthday, Dean, and I hope you have a nice Christmas, and thanks very much for calling. And anybody can give us a ring right now, Staines 58754, for a dedication next week on the New Year's Eve programme. Don't forget at 10 o'clock it's Topper Lindsay with an hour of music and dedications, just like this really. Next up is Urena, and she wants a record for her husband Phil, they live in Ashford. And also for Julie, if we can have her in here as well. Come on in, Julie. And she wanted to play Barry Manilow for Dee and Maria. And this was the most flattering call we've ever had, because Julie wanted a signed photograph of Terry Anderson. That's the first time anybody's ever asked me for that, and I was really flattered. Boy, is she going to be disappointed, but I'll get it off to her anyway. So for those people, Barry Manilow from his Even Now album, and I Just Want to Be the One in Your Life. Well, not literally, of course.
Shoot for the stars, dream upon dream, they long to go far, chasing their rainbow. wish upon wish that reach for the sky. But I got one little dream, and baby, that's all I want. Girl, it's up to you. You can make my dreams come true.
For Urania and her husband Phil in Ashford, and of course also for Julie and Dee and Maria. Alright, let's have a quick look at the weather over tonight and Christmas Day. Apparently it's going to get a bit milder tonight, with the low being 7 degrees centigrade, and for Christmas Day, brighter periods between the cloudy spells and a high of 12 degrees centigrade, but the London Weather Centre assures us that there's not going to be any snow at all. Shame, eh? I'm quite pleased, don't you? I wanted to play you this quick bit of Elton John, because before Elton was a big famous star, he used to have to do these records to make himself a bit of money, these Top of the Pops records that are absolutely hopeless, cheap cover versions of singles that are in the charts, you see. And poor old Elton used to have to do this to earn himself a bit of money. The quality is absolutely appalling, so I'm not going to play too much of it, but just give a listen to this from about, what would it have been, about 1970, so about nearly 9 years ago now. Elton John and My Baby Loves Loving.
Baby loves love, my baby loves love. waiting for the telephone to ring. No more lonely days, my baby's taking care of everything. I'm telling you, people, my baby loves love, my baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves love, my baby loves love.
Oh dear. You see what I mean? The things you have to do for money. Poor old Elton. Happy Christmas, Elton. Also on that album, he does a version with a couple of women of Brotherhood of Man's United We Stand. And that is equally appalling. Just give a quick mention to a couple of people while I find that. Everybody on European Music Radio, who wanted to mention at 9:30, hello to you and thanks for giving us a ring. And also Alan wanted a record for his new wife, Sally, in Basingstoke. Not a long way out there, it's great that they could pick us up. So the next one up will be for them. Have a listen to this. Well, that's not actually him. Rather obviously, while we wait for Elton to appear. We'll also say hello to Peter White of Ashford, and he wanted me to say thanks to Terry at about 20 to 10. I don't know if that's me or some other Terry, but thanks, Terry. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. So for all of those people that we've just mentioned, next one up is for you. That's everybody on Music European Music Radio, and Alan and his wife Sally in Basingstoke, and Peter White, who wanted us to say thanks to Terry. It's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and Breakdown. I'm just going away to have a quick sniff.
It's alright if you don't. I'm not afraid of you running away, honey. I get the feeling you want. There is no sense in pretending. Your eyes give you away. Something inside you is feeling like I do. Is it all there is to say?
And the Heartbreakers and Breakdown. Staines 58754 is, of course, the phone number if you want a dedication next week. Next week's, incidentally, on my programme, I'm playing my favourite top 20 singles of the year, so that'll be fun for me anyway. So if you want a dedication next week, of course, it's a bit out asking for specific records unless it's included already in my top 20, but that'll be next week anyway. And next up, we got ABBA for Shirley from Jim in Shearwater from the album Arrival. Knowing me, knowing you. Oh, it's nice hearing that again, and thanks to Topper for lending it to me. Rumours are, actually, that Elvis Costello is about to bring out a version of that in the near future, which should be very interesting. Anyway, that's for Shirley and Jim in Shearwater. And this is Uptown Radio, where news comes last. Sorry if I sound a bit like Malcolm at the moment. Oh, Mum, I can't do my programme all stuffed up like this. Stick around for another 15 minutes when Topper will be along, completely free of nasal blockages. This is for Terry of Ashford, and he wants to say hi to Edward and Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Edward. For you, some pure pop for now, people, from Barry Blue. Blue and Dancing on a Saturday Night. Well, it could be 12 minutes up to 10 and top of time. Don't bank on it. Appreciate it if you give us a ring on Staines 58754, and we'll give you a name check next week on New Year's Eve. And in case Father Christmas is listening, I'd like a Ferrari Dino, please. This is the Radiators from Space and Television Screen.
There is a man in a shiny suit. He's saying, get them off the streets and into the school. He's bloody nuts, but he tells us that I'm middle-aged. Spread and he could never understand what's going on in my head. I'm gonna get him tonight. I'll teach him a lesson, all right. I'm gonna slap a telecaster to the television screen. Cause I don't like what's going down. I'm gonna slap a telecaster to the television screen. Cause I don't like what's going down. I got the right. I got the ticket and the bus stops here. Cause valuation on the network news. Rock and roll heroes with the rich man blues. It doesn't really matter if the future looks bleak. Cause I've never seen more than a tenner a week. Can't afford a record, so I see them when I can. I jump on that guitar, then where have they been? I'm gonna slip a telecaster to the television screen. Cause I don't like what's going down. I'm gonna slip a telecaster to the television screen. Cause I don't like what's going down. I got the right, I got the right. Ticket and the bus stops here. So here I am, what's me now? I got a new van. It's a picture on the weapon, it's the part of my hand. Beat it up fast, can't stay on the fast. Things are looking good at last.
Okay, I'll give you 2 seconds to get your breath back after that. Right, that's enough. Radiators from Space and Television Screen. Whoa, knockout. Next one up is Malcolm from Hanworth, and he wants a record for his wife, Pauline. This is Eddie Howell and a beautiful song, Still Sweet on You.
I never saw the telltale signs, you never let them show. I was losing your love, I was the last one to know. To the road and stood on the bridge of sighs. Tell it like it is, and I tell.
That's really knockout, isn't it? Eddie Howell for Malcolm in Hanworth and his wife Pauline. I'm still sweet on you. I love that kind of music. Now, serious bit for a minute. I know everybody is saying this to you, and there's the adverts on the telly and everything like that, and it's very easy to become bland about this sort of thing. But really seriously, if you are going out and you're having a few drinks, stay out of the driver's seat. It's just not worth it. And if you're with somebody who's had a few drinks and they're going to look like they're going to drive home, don't get in the car with them, because frankly, we need every listener we can get. Next up, we want a record for Roberto Fernando and Dave Perry of Bingham Drive, Laleham, who are regular listeners of ours. Phoned in several times, but that's okay, it's Christmas. So for them, a record they wanted, actually, The Lurkers, and Ain't Got a Clue.
Yeah.
what's going on. I ain't got a clue. That's The Lurkers for Roberto Fernando and Dave Perry of Bingham Drive in Laleham. And that's almost it. It's 4 minutes up until my good chum Topper comes along. What ho? In the meantime, last record for the day. It's for everybody in the entire universe that hasn't had a dedication. Hope you have a smashing time. It's Denise Williams and I Just Gotta Be Free.
Uptown Radio.
Well, that's just about it. That was Denise Williams and Free. Just coming up to the time Topper Lindsay comes along. Thanks ever so much for listening over the last hour and for the last 15 weeks if you've been one of our regulars, and I hope you'll stick around with us and see us into 1979. Don't forget to listen next week. I'll be playing my top 20 singles of the year. Try and find out a way of getting 20 records into an hour, all of which last more than 3 minutes. Still, I'll work on it. I hope you have a smashing time and Christmas turns out to be everything you want it to be. I'm off home now to get some more Vic Sinex and some Contact 400 and something a bit stronger, I think, maybe. Stick around for Topper. He's up next. I'll see you next week. Thanks a lot. Ta-da.